Greetings, music lovers. I'm John Platt from WFUV. Thank you. Hey, we got half a red, two-thirds of Red Molly here. This is my annual pilgrimage, Father's Day, Croton Point Park. This is one of the best days ever, I think, right here by the Hudson. Am I right? And happy Father's Day to everybody in the audience. Mona Constantino, doing American Sign Language interpretation, which, as we know, is a great art. Now, this guy, Dan Byrne, what a friend of WFUV he's been for, I don't know, 15 years maybe. He is a guy, you never know what you're going to get with Dan Byrne. You know what I mean? It could be personal, it could be political, quite often provocative, but always going to be something that catches your ears. He writes about 10 songs a week. And I think we'll probably hear some old favorites and some new ones tonight. One of my favorites is Woody, Dylan, Bruce, and Me. Is that how it goes? I don't know whether you're going to do that. No? Gosh. But that puts him in the line, is what I'm trying to say. As my friend Bob Sherman would say, he's definitely one of Woody's children, so it's great that he's here at the Clearwater Festival. Please welcome a true troubadour, Dan Byrne, and the Common Rotation.
was gonna run and hide there for a minute. Glad y'all didn't run under the trees.
Sometimes black tornadoes.
So it's Father's Day. How many fathers out there? I don't want to see a show of hands. I want to hear some noise. How many fathers out there? I'm one.
Yeah!
Should be a year pretty soon. Well, there's an awful lot of strange reasons for people to get together. They all work pretty much. This is one of the strangest I've ever heard about. Thank you. skip the science and the math and all become painters. Maybe we're at poems like Federico Garcia Lorca. Throw away our TVs and our cars and dress like Quakers. And maybe Hollywood starts making movies and the work and love sad and bittersweet and full of pain. Angeles, and a lot of people like to badmouth it, but I can't do that. It's a wonderful place of warm feelings and nice weather, and everybody's polite, and everybody drives nice, and everybody's patient with one another. You really must come and visit sometime. One of the things that comes from living in Los Angeles, when you get a good idea, you invariably think, oh, this would be a great movie. And you start telling your friends. So in my case, I start telling my friends and I get going with it. And then at some point, somebody says, well, okay, takes a lot of money, you know. You got to have catering, you have all kinds of stuff that you don't have. So why don't you just write the song like you usually do? So once again, here we go. Osama bin Laden in the caves of Pakistan, and Obama was a hero. They brought Osama to New York for trial, got the best Jew lawyer in town, name is Shapiro. He argued for a change of venue, no fair trial in New York City. In New York City, Osama, he gets raped. And while this was going on, Osama started tunneling, and finally Osama, he escaped. Well, he found himself on a street corner in Hoboken, New Jersey, and he started heading south. He knew he better drop that accent pretty quick, or they'd catch him once he opened up his mouth. Whole United States, and off he pushed. Caught a Greyhound bus to Houston in Texas, and he made it to the family ranch of George W. Bush. Thank you.
Lately in baseball. There's one by that young pitcher in Oakland not long ago. And there's one by the new pitcher in Philadelphia just a little while after that. And then, most interesting of all, was this one that should have been one, but the umpire missed the call. Did you hear about that?
Yep.
Well, it was, the pitcher was Armando Galarraga. And the umpire was Jim Joyce. And we thought, this truly is the stuff American mythology is built upon. They'll forget the others, but this one they'll still be singing about 200, 300, 400 years from now. So, without further ado, it's
boys in Galarraga. Joe's in Galarraga. Joe's in Galarraga.
Perfect game.
No!
Joe's in Galarraga. Joe's in Galarraga. Joe's in Galarraga.
Perfect game.
No!
26 men up, 26 men down. Galarraga with the game of his career.
The 27, yes!
But the young people, the call now. Go and drown your sorrows for a year.
For 10 years.
Joe's in Galarraga. Joe's in Galarraga. Joe's in Galarraga.
Perfect game.
No!
Joe's in Galarraga. Joe's in Galarraga. Joe's in Galarraga.
Perfect game.
No!
When the umpire saw the tape and saw what he had done, he broke down and he cried, said, I'm to blame.
Just kill me.
The pitcher said, forget it, and gave the ump a hug. It's just my one and only perfect game.
Just my one and only perfect game.
Yeah.
but still I felt a little thirsty, so I walked down the block. Sign on the door said, tea party. In the first bars. I'm told there's a serious storm. So I guess I'll play this song and we'll see where we're at. It's a talking blues song. Fish anyway. We prefer meat and tea. I said, speaking of tea, could I have some? They said, we don't drink tea, we dump it. Like in Boston, you know, the Red Sox founding fathers. I said, oh, like Diego Vespucci, Amerigo Colombo. He said, sounds like a bunch of undocumented Mexican drug lords. And by the way, do you know who is in favor of free health care for the gypsies? Hitler. We're hurt, we're sick, we're ailing. No help, no taxes, no Mexicans. Help us, heal us, Sarah Palin. Too many colored presidents. Too many Jews on the Supreme Court. Then we turned up the air conditioning and put on fur coats to dispel the myth of global warming. Cup of tea, tea's for blue state wimps, they said. Have a Budweiser. Well, then we all said, Heil Obama. And I said, it's getting late. And I left the little tea party, went back to the United States. Walked out the door. Fell into a pothole, broke my skull. Didn't have health care, so I bled to death. Can we keep going?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to keep going. If you guys start falling in there, maybe we'll stop. All right. This is for the hardy ones.
Stay away.